We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Tesav Amud Beis, and we are starting the new Mishnah on top of Tesav Amud Beis, around 10 lines from the top. The Mishnah says, Asuma Eina Goyla, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a blind person who kills B'shoyeg does not go into Golis, and we'll see it's a drasha from the Psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Goyla, Rabbi Yehuda argues, holds that Asuma also has the parasha of Golis. Hasoine, Anumach Lekis, Hasoine, someone who's an enemy, and he kills his enemy B'shoyeg, Eina Goyla, there is no Golis. And it's Mashma, that the Rosh Hashanah points this out, that even if it's a real shoygig, he still does not get galus, because there's a gedarus kosher we had on Daf Zayin on Beis, beloy eva prat l'soyne. If someone's a soyne, does not get galus. Rabbi Yosi Omer, hasoyne nerag. Not only don't you get galus, but a soyne will get killed b'shuka muid, because he's like a muid, and he's like he's warned. And you don't even need an asra. It's like it was over an asra, and he killed someone. And this is a vada only if you're not sure if it's a shoygig. If you're not sure it's a shoygig, and it's very possible it was amazed, we could assume it was amazed, since he's the enemy. But the achrenim speak out that according to Rabbi Yosi, if it's a vadai shoygig, then it could be taki to get galus. So it comes out, between Tanakama Rabbi Yosi, it might be two nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is, if it's a vadai shoygig, according to Tanakama, you won't get galus because you have a miyat blei eva. And according to Rabbi Yosi, you'll get galus. Then in the case where you're not sure if it's a mezid or a shaygig, according to Tanakama, you get nothing. According to Rabbi Yosi, you'll get misa because it's ki'ilu, he's musra of oimed. He's already warned already, pre-warned, because he is an enemy. And the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yosi's sheet is, you don't actually need a misa, a real hasra, as long as you know, you can assume it's a mezid, it's enough. Rav Shimon Omer, it depends. Yesh soine goyle, yesh soine goyle. Sometimes a person who's an enemy will get gold goals, sometimes not gold goals. Zeh klal, kol sheyachol loyim ladas harag. Anytime you could say it was ladas, then ain't a goyle, there's no goals. V'shaloy ladas harag. But if you could assume it's a shaygig, a reza goyle. Like Rashi speaks out, kol ha-riga sheyachol loyim ha-riga's ushol ladas ha-yisa ain't a goyle. Anytime you could assume that maybe it's badas, v'shachoshul lakach, it's choshul. Shol ladas harag, because riga's uvadish ladas. Then avad get galus. If Gemara and Farishtah, what exactly is the case where you could assume it's for sure a shaygig and then you get galus according to Rabbi Shimon? Zok to Gemara. Actually, the Rishas speaks out. The Rabbi Shimon is tamei. They always has time with the craw. The Tanakama learns out the soyne and the galus. Exeris kosov. If he's a soyne, he's not a galus. Rabbi Shimon says you're right. He doesn't get galus, but it depends. It has to make sense. It has to make be a hesber. There was something that could be possible that he killed him on purpose. Then you don't give him galus because maybe it was on purpose. Masha inkein. If it's a sure mistake, then you would get galus because Rabbi Shimon always darshan's time with the craw. Zok to Gemara. Tana Rabbanu. In the pasuk it says that if someone killed someone beloy ra'ois, or b'chol even asher yomus ba beloy ra'ois, v'yapala v'yomus, then he goes into galus. So we darshin prat l'suma. The Rav Yehuda, we learns it's mashma. Here he didn't see, but other places he could see. It's coming to exclude a suma who never could see, and therefore there's no din galus by a suma according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir Imer beloy ra'ois, the rab is the suma. Actually, is being marba asuma. Why? My timer. My timer. Rav Yehuda. The chesiv asher yovei Yisrael bayar. Anyone who came into the forest, I feel asuma is mashma asuma. Comes also below ra'ois. Mate says no. It's mamayit. We're mamayit de suma because it's only someone who can see all the places. This person never can see is not part of the din of galus. Rav Meir below ra'ois lemayit. Then it says again, Bavli Das, which Ramey also holds, means he can't realize. He doesn't realize what happened. But all the times he could realize. And Asuma never could realize what happens. So Bavli Das, Lamayit. The klal is, there's two miyutim, one after another. Then it's a ribun. And therefore, Ramey holds, we're being marba Asuma, that Asuma does have the parasha galus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not miyat achamiyat. Bavli Das is for something else. Bavli Das, Pratla Meskavna Dasa, it's coming to exclude a case of Meskavna, like we had on Daf Zayin on Beis. It's coming to exclude a case where someone's trying to kill a behemoth. He killed Adam. In such a case, Gaul is not sufficient because he's trying to kill at least, even though it was a shaygig, but there's no Gaul in that case. That's what he used that pasuk for. Therefore, there's only one miyat of Balei Rois, and therefore, according to Yehuda, a suma will not have Gaulis. And Yehuda holds, a suma will have Ramey holds, a suma will have Gaulis. Send the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Soine Nerag. A Soine, as long as it's not a Vade Shoigeg, we give a Misa, even though there's no Hasra. Because it's like Musar Vayimit. So Zok to Gemara, Bahala Asra Be'la Maisi, you need a Hasra. You're right, we can assume that he's doing on purpose. But where's the Hasra, the practical Hasra? Where is that? Where's the warning? Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yehudi, it's Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi not Rabbi Yosi Omer, 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 Hashem is only given lahafchem and shoyig lemezid. to make sure the guy knows what's going on. And a chaver knows the halachas, and therefore you don't have to warn him. The same thing over here, by a soinei, you could assume he's doing it on purpose. You don't need a warning in order to be chayav in misa. Rav Shimon Omer, yes soinei goyle, v'yes soinei goyle. It's a tanya. What's pshat? What? How do you know? What's the way you know if it's a shaygu amazed? Tanya. Okay, it's on Rav Shimon. Yes, shayne gerla. Yes, shayne gerla. How do you know? What's the simonim? What are the signs that it's on purpose or over my mistake? So zok the brisa nifsak. If the rope that was holding the pail snapped, gerla goes to gals. Because there's no way you could plan that and make it snap mid ear. That's impossible to plan. Nishmat that falls out of his hand ain't a gerla because maybe he did it on purpose. He may believe it's a mistake, but maybe he did it on purpose, and therefore, since he's a soine, he's an enemy, ain't a gerla, not going to gerla. That's the Brayz explains. That's when you know it's a when you know for sure it's a shaggy, or maybe it's a maze. It is. If it snaps, then it's a shaggy. If it falls out of his hand, then you don't go to gerla because you could maybe think maybe choshesh, maybe it's a maze. Break the Gemara stira. By time of Shimon Omer, Olam ain't a gerla. You don't go into gerla. Until the machzol is a type of a roller like we had before with the roof, until the machzol falls out of your hand. It's mashma nifsak is not a case of galus, only nishmat. So first of all, kasha nifsak on nifsak. He said before, even an enemy goes into galus with nifsak. Here it's saying nifsak, you don't go into galus. And kasha nishmat nishmat. Before it said that nishmat, there's no galus because it's karv l'mezid. Here it's saying nishmat is galus. So it's a steer of two things. How do we answer it? So in the Gemara's Tirutz, we're not going to read the Girsa of the Gemara. We're going to read the Girsa of Rashi. Rashi answers like this. Nishmat an nishmat loy kasha haba oyev haba soine. Very simple. If something falls out of your hand, it's really called a shaygig. The only time it's not a shaygig, it's only if it's a soine. By a soine, if it falls out of your hand, we're worried maybe it's on purpose. Therefore, there's no galus. So Rav Shimon says, nishmat, you go into galus, to my regular person. Masha'in came by a soine, a enemy. Then we assume, we suspect that was on purpose and there's no galus. What about nifsak and nifsak? Nifsak, we're saying clearly that even a soine goes into galus for nifsak. So heck, you say there's no galus by a regular person. Nifsak and nifsak, kasha, Rebbe Rabbanon. The Tarot's like this, that according to, we know we had a halakha before, Rebbe Rabbanon, if the nishmat ha-barzel makatoi, if the barzel fell off the handle, are you chayev galus or not? According to Rebbe, you're not chayev galus for that. According to Rebbe, you're chayev galus for that. So Rebbe holds that nishmat habarzal mekate, you're no galus. And the same thing, by a chevel that was nifsak, that snapped, it's similar to that. Because you left holding the handle without the thing. Here, you left holding the string without the pail. So there, it's Rebbe holds, there's no chayev galus. So when Rebbe Shimon, second Rebbe Shimon says there's no galus by nifsak, is going according to Rebbe. And according to the Rabbanon, There is a din galus by nifsak, and you even have it by a soine, because there he couldn't have done it by himself. It must have been a shaygig. So it comes out, if you Rebbe, it would sound like it's impossible for a soine to get galus, because l'chayra, a soine, if it falls out of his hand by nishmat, we said that it should amaze it. And if it snaps, Rebbe holds, it's like nishmat habarzel. Nishbat abarzel off the kata. So the chayruk should come out for Rebbe. It's not possible for a soine to have galus, and that's Tosfos' question in Maskil Nishbat. Says in Taima, the Rebbe heichem shkach loisoine shiigla the Nishbat oyev goyel of loisoine because the chayruk is amazing. I'm reading Tosfos, second Tosfos. Ve'em nifsak, I feel oyev in a goyel. Ve'enzu svaro loyma lestay le Rebbe according to Rav Shimon to have a rabbi. It doesn't make sense that Rebbe doesn't hold bechlal of galus by soine. Rav Shimon holds that it is possible to have galus by soine. And for Tosfos, it is possible. You know how? If a guy falls off the roof and lands on someone, in that case, everyone will agree that there is galus. But Rav Shimon and Rebbe both agree it's galus. Why? Because you know he didn't do a bedas. Even though there, it's like a nishmat, but it's not bedas. Because the guy doesn't put himself in the zakonas maves by mistake. On purpose. He doesn't put himself in danger on purpose. He's not going to fall off a roof on purpose to kill someone. Therefore for sure, the shaking, that's a case where Rebbe will agree there will be a case of a galus by a soine if he falls off the roof. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. Before we start, make a little akdama. It says, a very short akdama. It says in Parashas Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Va'or Mashe Titenu, Sheish Orim Miklat Yelachem. You should make six Orim Miklat. Eis Shleish Orim Titnu Mevel Yarden. Three, you put Mevel Yarden, which means on the east side of the Jordan, which is not in Eretz Yisrael, it's the Chalukah of God Ruven and Chatzishev Menasheh. Two and a half Shvatim took their chalik on the east side of the Jordan River, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael proper. And that is where you have three Ari Miklot. And you have another three Ari Miklot, Veshloish Aram Titnu Beretz Canaan, Ari Miklot Tiana. Levnei Yisrael, Vilger, Tezim Serecham Tiana, Sheish Aram Eilu, Lemiklot, Lon Hashom, Kol Mak, and Nefesh Chicago. You're going to have these six Ari Miklot, three for two and a half Shvatim on that side, for other nine and a half Shvatim, another three in Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah, Lehechen Goylin, Ari Miklot. The three that we have in Eva Yarden, which is on the east side of the Yarden, and the other three which we have in Eretz Canaan and Eretz Yisrael. Shneim says in the pasuk we just read, as Shloish Arim Titnu Mevel Yarden, ve'ei Shloish Arim Titnu Eretz Canaan, and the Mishnah teaches us actually Nifkru Shloish Shve Eretz Yisrael until you picked out the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, but that Yeshua did it, and that means all the 14 years that it took to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael, in those 14 years Lo Hayu Shloish Shve Yarden Kaltas, it didn't work yet. It only worked. Moshe started it. Ozav Dila Moshe. Moshe started these three, but it did not work until the next three were in service. Shenema Sheish Ori Mikla Tiena. Only if all six are together does it work. We learn from here that none of them are Kaletas Ad Shiyu Sheshtam Kaletas Kachas. All six of them are at one. Mechavenes, that's halacha, that only works all six together. Mishnah says further, Mechavenes Lam Drachim Azuazu. Bezdin will masakin straight roads from city to city to the Ari Miklot. If someone had to run away, you didn't have to make a bunch of turns. There were direct routes from every city. Every city, there was a direct route from that city to the nearest Ari Miklot. Bezdin made sure we had clear signage and clear roads and clear bridges from one place to another place. Shenemet says, Tepasik, Tochin Lecha Aderech, Appear the Derech Veshilashta, and put the three Ari Miklot in the city. Moishin Lahem, and Bezdin gives, the guy who's running away, killed B'Shaik, he's running to Golos, Bezdin gives them Shnei to be the Chamim, to be Malava them to the Ari Miklot, in order that they'll be able to convince the Goyal Adam not to kill the Ritzach and explain to him that he's a Shaigig, and therefore he needs them to explain to him that it's not possible that he was amazed. That not possible he was amazed. They have to understand this. They bring to Nechamim to explain this to the Goyal Adam. Shem Yargenu, Baderach, since the girl Adam will kill him, so we need it. Vidavrolov, he'll speak to them. These Tamichom will speak to the girl Adam and try to mephias him and tell him it's not really his fault. It was all a mistake, and therefore we point Tamid Chama. Now, why don't we point maybe a few bodyguards? People are very strong. So the answer is because we understand that the peers of Tamid Chamim are more effective than if there are people who are very strong, because the guy always could bring stronger people and fight them. Strong people is not enough of protection. But someone who could convince someone with divrei piyus, t'mi lechamim, that's more of a safety net for the murderer b'shaigik. The Mishnah says further, Ramei Yomer, who medaber al-yadei atzma? He can even speak for himself. Shnema bezved dvar atzeach. Loshen dvar v'darshin, that means that he talks to them as well. And it seems like, we have to see the Gemara later on, but that he also should try to speak about Atzmai. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means, what Ramei is teaching us. Rabbi Yisroel Daimer, B'tchila, right away when someone kills, right after he kills, Sai B'Shoigig, Sai Meiz, he's not sure what it is, he should right away run away to the Ari Miklot. Echad Shoigig, Echad Meiz, Makdimin, Ari Miklot. They run to Ari Miklot. Ubezin Shalchim V'Meisham, Bezin takes him at Ari Miklot, and then bring him to the entire, to judge them, to see if it was on purpose or not. Mishas Chayav Misa Bezdin Hargu, they kill him. Shlomis Chayav Misa, they send him back to Golos. Patru, the Misa Chayav Misa, and it's not Golos either. Patru, they pat him. Mishas Chayav Golos, if he Chayav Golos, Machzir Noisel and Kaim, they send him back to the Ari Miklot, Shnemar, the Shivoi say the Ari Miklot. They send him back, the Pasuk says, we send him back, you see Losh Veshivu, they start off there and they go back, and after they get a verdict, they go back into Golos. Zok to Gemara Vait, Tan Rabbanon, Shalish Aram Hivdil Moshe Beve Yarden. Eve Yarden, Moshe Rabbeinu started off the process. And I'll redo the psukim in Parashas Ve'eschanan. In Pasuk Mem Gimel, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside certain. It starts really in Pasuk Mem Aleph. It says, Oz Yavdil Moshe, Shalish Aram Beve Yarden, Mizrach HaShamesh. that at that point, an Eva Yarden, because Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive when they captured the Eva Yarden, he set aside three cities. What are the three cities? It's Betzer Bamidbar, Be'eretz HaMishar LeRuvaini, that's in Ruvain's Chelek. That's Romeis Begila LeGadi, that's Gilam HaBosh LaMenashi. So Ruvain had a city called Betzer, that was the Eri Miklot, and God was a place called Romeis Gilad. Rama, it was Ramos in Gilad, and Goylon in Bashan, which was from Manasseh. And this is the three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside. So the price like this, Shalshon Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu Yadav, Gehenon Rebbe Yeshua, and Yeshua did three cities, Baritz Kanan, Mechavonois, Hoyu, Kemishtei Yeshua Shebekerim. They were parallel to each other, like two rows of a vineyard. And what are the three cities on each side that are parallel to each other? So there was Chevron, which was in Yehuda, was parallel to Betzer. Shechem, which was parallel. Shechem, Chevron, let's read inside. Chevron, Yehuda, connected Betzer, Midbar. Shechem, Behar, Ephraim, which is in the shape of Ephraim, connected Romis, Begilad, which was connected Romis, Begilad, which was in God. And Kedesh, Behar, Naphtali, which was connected Gerlam, Abashon, which is Chelek, Amanasha. And the Pasuk says, Vishilash, Toshium, Shaloshim, which means that you split up the length of Eretz Yisrael, the length of Yard into four Chalakim. And then you have from the border until Kedesh, and then another chelek from Kedesh to Shechem, that's two, then Shechem to Chevron is three, and Chevron to the border is four, and so it's three cities split up into four chalakim. Mishaloshim, Shemidaroim, Lechevron, so he starts from the south, from Daroim Lechevron, from the border to Chevron is one, Mechevron Shechem is two, and Mechevron Shechem, Kemishchem Lekedesh is three, Mishchem Lekedesh, Kemishchem Lekedesh Otzafon is four, four parts, and three cities split up into, in the middle of the country, and length, and the length is split into four parts. So you have the border to Chevron is one, Chevron to Shechem is two, Shechem to Kedesh is three, and Kedesh to the border is four. It's important to understand that for the next Gemara. And they were both parallel to each other, the ones in Eva Yarden. Reiti Marakasha, Be'eva Yarden Tlas, Be'eretz Yisrael Tlas, it makes no sense. 2.5 shvatim, we get 3 early miklat, and 9.5 shvatim, we get another 3. It's not proportionate. On Ma'abaya, beGilad shichi reitzchem. In Gilad, which was in Shevet, Gilad, which was in Shevet God, they were allowed a reitzchem there, and therefore we needed more ari miklat. Like on top of Yudah Amaral, the Chesiv says in Hoshea, Gilad kiras poyle oven. It was a city of people did averus. Akuva madam, my akuva madam. They would lay in wait. They would ambush people, hiring the fascists, killing the fascists. So therefore, you need more miklat because they were murderers there. Frank Tysus and older Shainim ask, what do you mean? If someone murders someone, you have mis, you don't get galus. What are miklat for shaygig? If there are a lot of murderers there, why do you have ari miklat? So the Ramban answers that they used to do tricks. They used to make believe they're shaygig, and therefore you had to send them to galus. They looked like they were shaygig, but really they were reitzchim. But Tosis over here on Tesla Bays in the bottom asks this kasha as well, and let's read it inside. Pirish lahakiyot shulchan olari miklat fikas shahargim mezid b'le edim akarish baruch hu mezamel pundung mecha kamila kaman. The Gemara's later on that if someone kills by mezid but he didn't get his einish because there's no edim or there's no asra, Hashem works out a case where he gets killed by shaygim, and therefore Hashem had to kill a lot of murderers, so there were a lot of shaygim out there, and that's why we needed more olari miklat for those place the 2.5 shvatim because in Gilad, which was in God, was a lot of murderers. Now the Gemara asks, Maishta Mahaigiso, Mahaigiso the Merachki, Maishta the Mitzi the Makarvi. It comes out that if you live on the border of Eretz Yisrael, either the southern border or northern border, you have a quarter of Eretz Yisrael to traverse to get to the nearest Ari Miklat. To get to Kedesh, you have to go a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. Or if you live on the south, you have to go a quarter of Eretz Yisrael to go to Hebron. Masha'inki, if you live in middle, you always have within a eighth of Eretz Yisrael, a Ari Miklat. If you're in between Shechem and Chevron, so you have an eighth away to Shechem, or eighth away to Chevron. Or between Shechem and Kedesh, same thing. So why do you have more room, why do you have a close Ari Miklat in the middle of Eretz Yisrael than in the borders of Eretz Yisrael? Ma'ayish to Ma'agisa, Ma'agisa, Ma'arachi, Ma'ayish to Ma'atziya, the Makarvi, close. On Ma'abaya, v'Shechem na'am yishrichi Reitzchem. In Shechem also, there was a lot of Reitzchem. And since Shechem was in the middle, a lot of Reitzchem, so we needed more Ari Miklat in that area to be close by. How do you know Shechem was a lot of Reitzchem? Shechem says in the Pasuk, it's also in Hoshea, Ukechake ish gedudim, which means there were bands of robbers that used to ambush people. Cheve kahanim derech yiratzu Shechem, just like a group of kahanim that were on the way to Shechem to kill people. Now, so you see, in Shechem, there were a lot of murderers. Now, what's the lashon? My chevek hanim. Why are we calling murderers chevek hanim? What a hanim got to do with roitzchem? These people in Shechem used to gather to kill nefashos, just like these kahanim shemischarim lachat shumas basic gronis. That they gather together to go collect shumas by the farms and by the basic gronis. So that was the same way that the roitzchem used to gather together. They were like kahanim who gathered together to collect the shuma. They gathered together to kill people, and that's the lashon of kichever kahanim.